A prayer for our children. Restore, revive, refresh, and renew.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations.
We call them our beloved children. Save our children and bless your inheritance, O Lord. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Grace be with our children, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The Father in heaven bless our children in their house and keep them. The Lord make his face shine upon them and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. The Lord put his name on our children and their house and bless them. Grace be with them. Glory to God the Father. Hear our voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive our children according to your justice. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Most High, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make our children and their house complete in every good work to do his will, working in them and their family what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. May God, who is ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, restore their soul and lead them and their people in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Christ we pray, our God and Father will prepare a table before our children and their people in the presence of their enemies. May he anoint their head with oil. May their cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow them and theirs all the days of their life, and they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let their flesh be young like a child's. May they and theirs return to the days of youth. May they and their family pray to God, and he will delight in them and their house. They and their people shall see his face with joy, for he restores to them his righteousness. Yes, in Christ we pray that Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you, will restore to our children and their family the joy of his salvation and uphold them and theirs with his generous spirit. According to his abundant mercy, may the Lord our God turn our children and their family back to him, and they will be restored, and he will renew their days of old. In returning and rest, they shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be their strength. Let our children praise the Lord according to their righteousness. Sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. In the name of Jesus, through whom grace and truth came, may the Lord our God bestow mercy on their house, hold and refresh them often. For Jehovah God did not forsake our children and their house in their bondage, but he extended mercy to them and their family to revive them, to repair, restore, and reinforce their house, a building from God, a house not made with hands, but internal in the heavens, to rebuild its ruins and to give them and their people a wall in Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. In Christ we pray that God Almighty will restore to our children and their family the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. May the Lord revive his work in our children and their house in the midst of the years. May he make it known and remember mercy and restore double to our children and their family. Christ, we implore the God Most High to restore to their house all the land and territory that was given to them as an inheritance. For the Lord, our righteousness, shall bring our children and their people in and plant them in the mountain of his inheritance, in the place which he has made for his own dwelling, the sanctuary which his hands have established. May he restore to them and their house all that was theirs and all the proceeds of the field from the day that they left the land until now. May it please the Lord to restore their losses and give them twice as much as before. Christ, we make requests for our children and their house, that God, the judge of all, restore every man's money in their bloodline from the beginning of time, all the wealth of their house. May all their possessions be returned to their house in the year of Jubilee. That which has been stolen from them and their bloodline, let the thief restore sevenfold, even though he may have to give up all the substance of his house. Let our children and their family delight themselves also in the Lord, and he shall give them the desires of their heart. And our Father in heaven will grant to them and their people according to their heart's desire, fulfill all their purpose. He shall increase their greatness and comfort our children and their house on every side. May our children and their people wait on the Lord, and he shall renew their strength. They and their people shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, that our children and their people will be rested, refreshed, and well, that the Lord God will refresh and revive their hearts, their spirits, and their souls. Our children and their people shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord their God, who has dealt wondrously with his people, whom they are. And our children and their house shall never be put to shame. Instead, excellent majesty will be added to them. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord preserves all who love him. Let their mouth speak the praise of the Lord and bless his holy name forever and ever. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that God will restore the excellence of their house. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus comes to their house that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which they have done, but according to his mercy he saved them, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on them and their house abundantly through Jesus Christ their Savior. That having been justified by his grace, our children and their people should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All his works shall praise him, and his saints shall bless him. O children, speak of the glory of his kingdom, and talk of his power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures throughout all generations. In Christ we entreat the favor of the Lord our God, in the name of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and pray for our children and their house, that where sickness and disease is struck, that their flesh shall be restored to them, and they shall be clean, that God will restore health to our children and heal them of their wounds, that they be revived and stand on their feet. Christ we pray that our children and their house will return to the Lord, and where he is torn, he will heal them and their people, and where he is stricken, he will bind them and their people. In Christ we pray that our children and their families shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat or sun shall strike them by day nor the moon by night. For he who has mercy on them will lead them. Even by the springs of water he will guide them. Let us meditate on the glorious splendor of his majesty and on his wondrous works. We shall speak of the might of his marvelous acts, and we will declare his greatness. We shall utter the memory of his great goodness, and shall sing of his righteousness. El-Roi, the God who sees, has seen their ways, and in Christ we pray, in the precious name of Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, that where our children and their house have been backsliding in the way of their heart, Jehovah will heal them, for the God of justice will teach transgressors his ways, for his ways are everlasting, and sinners shall be converted to him. Where God has chastised our children and their house like an untrained bull, and although they may be ashamed and humiliated because they bear the reproach of their youth, may God restore them and their house to the Lord their God, that our children may turn, repent, receive instruction, and be comforted in his comfort. For the Lord Jesus, their Redeemer, is a restorer of life and a nourisher of their old age. May the God of life show them and their house his ways, teach them and their people his paths, lead them and theirs in his truth, and teach them, for he is the God of their salvation. He will also lead our children and their people and restore comforts to them. Keep silence before God, O coastlands, and let our children and their people renew their strength. Let them and their family come near to God, then let them speak. Let them come near together for judgment. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to them who is far off, and to them who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. The Lord comfort our children. May their lips greatly rejoice when they sing to the Lord, and their soul, which he has redeemed. Let their tongues also talk of his righteousness all the day long. their meditation be sweet to him, and let them and their house be glad in the Lord. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek their hurt. May it please the God of their salvation, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, to command the blessing upon our children and their house. Behold, he has blessed our children, and no one can reverse it, for there is no sorcery against our children or their house, nor any divination against them or their people that will prosper. For yours, Father in heaven, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus, the covenant of the people, in Christ we ask the Lord God of hosts, restore our children and their house, that he will revive them and their people and cause his face to shine upon them and their house. In Christ we pray that the Father of righteousness will revive and strengthen our children and their family according to his word, that the God of love and peace will revive them and their people in his way and in his righteousness according to his loving kindness, so that our children and their house may keep the testimony of his mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. In their affliction, our children, and the affliction of their bloodline, may the Lord who heals revive them and their house according to his justice, and teach them his judgments. Let them and their people commit their way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. Though they and their family walk in the midst of trouble, he will revive our children. He will stretch out his hand against the wrath of their enemies, and his right hand will save them in their house. The Lord will perfect that which concerns our children and their people. His mercy endures forever, and he will not forsake the works of his hands. In Christ we pray, God will cause our children and their family to hear his loving kindness in the morning, and cause them to know the way which they and their people should walk. In Christ we implore our children to lift up their soul to Elohim, God our Creator, and he will teach them to do his will and lead them in uprightness, revive them and their people for his righteousness' sake, and bring their souls out of trouble. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to him, and he gives them their food in due season. He will open his hand and satisfy the desire of their heart. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of Jesus, the great high priest, let God's mercy come also to our children and our house, his salvation according to his word. May the God of mercy send chariots of salvation, the spirit of truth, and walk in the midst of their camp. May El Elyon, the Most High God, give to our children and their house a banner, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that his beloved, our children and their house, may be delivered, that he will save them and their house with his right hand and hear them and answer them. Our children shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. May the Lord of hosts stir up his strength and come and save our children and their house. Restore them and their people to God. Cause his face to shine upon them and their family. In his mercy, may the God of glory thunders, cut off their enemies, and destroy all those who afflict their soul. May God their Father create in our children a clean heart, a pure heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within them and their people. Let him never cast our children or their people away from his presence, nor take his Holy Spirit from them and their house. May the Lord, their strength and their Redeemer, revive our children and their house, and raise them up, that they may live in his sight. Let them and their people know and pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to them in their house, like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. For the Lord their God will heal their backsliding. He will love our children and their house. He will restore them and their family in a spirit of gentleness. He will be like the dew to their house. They shall grow like the lily and lengthen their roots like the Lebanon. The root shall spread out to the waters, and the dew shall lie all night on their branch. Their branches shall spread. Their beauty shall be like an olive tree, and their fragrance like Lebanon. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Their fruit is found in God, they being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of the Most High God. May our children and their house understand these things. May they know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with them all. May it please God that in their house This generation shall praise his works to another, and shall declare his mighty acts. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them and their house. Great is God's tender mercies. In the name of Jesus, God's holy servant, may the Lord revive our children in their house according to his judgments. Hear our voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. May the God of compassion let not our children and their people be robbed and plundered, snared in holes or hidden in prison houses. Because of the blood of their covenant with God, may the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, God Almighty, will set our children and their house free from the waterless pit. May our children and their people return to the stronghold of their God and become prisoners of hope. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will extend their soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. Then their light shall dawn in the darkness, and their darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide our children continually and satisfy their soul in drought and strengthen their bones. They shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among them shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and they shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Out of their house shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. For the Lord their God will multiply our children, and they shall not diminish. He will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Let them extol him, their God, their King, and they will bless his name for ever and ever. Every day they will bless him, and they will praise his name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law in their hearts and make them honorable. In his house the hearts of our children. May fathers make known his truth to the children. In the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, may father and child alike repent, therefore, and be converted, that their sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Let our children and their people restore what they have stolen, or the things which they have extolled, or what was delivered to them for safekeeping, or the lost thing which they found, or all that about which they have sworn falsely. Let our children and their people restore its full value, add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind, that they may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Christ we pray that our children and their people put off concerning their former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, that their inward man be renewed day by day, percept by percept upon percept, line upon line upon line, here a little, there a little, and that they put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. The Lord shall reign forever, our God to all generations. We ask in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer, that God our Father will restore to our children pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant our children to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that they may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that they all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among them, but they be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment, being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. In Christ we pray that Jesus will put his hand on their eyes and make them look up to their Father and Creator to see the things which are not seen, to see the things that are eternal, and that our children and their people be restored, and that they see everyone clearly. May the God of compassion restore them and their house again, and keep them from drinking the wine of confusion. May the Lord send forth his Spirit and create in our children and their people a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created them. God Almighty shall renew the face of the earth, The glory of the Lord endures forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works, our children and their people. May Jehovah Nissa, the Lord is our banner, plead their cause and redeem our children and their house, revive them and their people, according to his word. When they are oppressed, may the Lord undertake for them. In Christ we ask the Lord, who is good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy, to restore their spirit from the bitterness of their soul, make them live an abundant life, rich in the fruits of the Spirit. Let not bitter root cling to them or take root in our children. So be it. In Jesus' name, so be it.